I don't reckon Damien Oliver gets nervous about anything bar one thing, and I reckon it's his performance in the annual NJT All-Stars versus Jockeys cricket match. And what disguise will he be wearing this year? And he joins us. G'day, Ollie.
Morning, Matt. How are you going?
Yes. What? The last time I went, you had a... I can't remember what the rug was. It was like a Merv Hughes or something. What have you got planned this year?
No plans this year. I'm happy to pass the baton on to someone else, actually. I think
you ran out of disguises, didn't you?
My disguises have just about run out.
Do you get a bit toey about this? I mean, it's a funny thing, isn't it, to perform at what you do best, riding horses, but then to front up in a different thing altogether and try and not make a mug of yourself. Is that the main aim on Monday, to not make a mug of yourself?
Yeah, well, after Danny O'Brien bowled me out really cheaply last year, I've got to make amends. So,
well, that would have been devastating, wouldn't it?
Oh, he's had bragging rights all year, so he's been talking it up again this year. But it's a big fun day. It's something we all look forward to having, and you know, it's a great cause as well. But you know, I can understand how those batsmen feel when they're walking out in the crease, just a little bit nervous sometimes.
And even mug bowlers, they come down surprisingly quick, didn't they? I played in it a couple of years ago at Caulfield Park. I hit the first ball for 6, and the second one got caught by Brad Rawilla. And my 8-year-old, when I walked back, said, "Gee, Dad, you're a loser."
So nothing like kids to bring you back down to earth, is it?
That's the pressure. So one thing that's amazing about this cricket match, and full credit to Jason Benbow and others, is how big it's become. And how many stars have been attracted to it. I mean, the list of stars out there on Monday is huge. It's just grown and grown and grown, and the sentiment is just a great one about supporter jockeys and their families as well.
Yeah, it certainly has grown from humble beginnings, I think 6 or 7 years ago. Now, you know, to have it at Caulfield Park and now Williamstown Oval, which is a fantastic oval. And, you know, the jockeys get right behind it. And also the All-Star team, as you said, we've got a great team there with the likes of Archie Thompson, Rupert Lee, Manny Galagotis is there, Matt Kamani, being interesting to see how the English go. Yeah, we've got Brendan
Favola. On a fast Australian wicket, that'll test him,
yeah.
Won't it?
Yeah, a bit bouncy, yeah. But, yeah, as you said, it's a great cause and, you know, it's a great family day too. So for anyone's out there on school holidays, want to get out there and get involved and come out, and the kids can come out and have a... there's a lot of kids' activities at halftime. Yeah. It'll be fantastic.
Absolutely. What time does it get underway, do you know?
I think it's 12 for 1 o'clock, that
okay.
Kind of way.
And yeah. Just, I mean, without being political, it was disappointing, let's just say, that it got priced out of its previous location at Caulfield.
Yeah, it was a shame. Caulfield was a good, shady sort of park there, but I'm sure Williamstown will be fantastic as well. You know, I've been out there and watched some games of footy and out on the bay there. And it's a great setting, so I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
All right, just before we look at Sandown today, you're the ambassador for the All-Star Mile, and an interesting situation has emerged with the public vote scenario, and David Hayes has nominated every second horse in the stable for the race because his attitude was, well, you can't get voted in unless you're nominated. But I guess the challenge now is the more horses you nominate as a single stable, the more potentially it can dilute the vote. But I guess it all comes down to how strong your social media campaign is as a stable. So it's an interesting challenge on a number of fronts, and it'd be interesting to see how the stables individually go about promoting their horses to the voting public.
Yeah, I think it will be, but I mean, the punters out there are no mugs. They're pretty smart creatures, so I'm sure they're going to be wanting to vote the horses that they think are chances, because obviously they get a chance to run for a ticket to win some real serious prize money if they're lucky enough for their horse to get selected and they're selected themselves. So, you know, that's a unique part of it, that the punters and the fans out there do have a chance to get involved with it and win some really good money.
Have you got an All-Star Mile horse that you think you might be riding this far out?
It's still pretty early days, but Grunt would think would be a nice kind of horse for it. You know, his two biggest and best wins have been at Flemington over the mile, so he's in the early stage of his preparation. I think that's a target race for him.
Blue Diamond's a bit more imminent. Still My Kisses, I think, jumped out at Caulfield yesterday. How are you looking diamond-wise?
Yeah, starting to take shape a little bit. She jumped out well yesterday, and Danny O'Brien's got some nice two-year-olds as well I've been sort of working with. So still early days yet, but, you know, it comes around pretty quickly with the first Diamond preview on Australia Day in about 10 days' time or something, and... So, yeah, before you know it, it'll be on our doorstep. It's only just over a month away.
You had a fairly light muster at Sandown today, I've just noticed.
Yeah, I had a few scratchings, actually, a lot of scratchings there today, but I've ended up with three who they all got chances, so hopefully we can get one out of them.
Be nice to win one for Maddie Lindsay with Magnesium Rose, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah. She hasn't had much luck in recent times, so hopefully she can have a bit more luck there today.
Sounds like your three are all similar types of chances. Nothing jumps out at you?
Yeah, they're all good chances, I think. Probably Absolute Heaven, probably the better of them, but they're all got a chance of winning for sure.
Terrific. Hey, good on you, Ollie. Good luck today, and look forward to seeing you and the gang out there at Williamstown on Monday.
Thanks, Matt.